The Advertising Standards Agency says the confusion relates to claims that the ultra-low emission zone would reduce vehicle pollution by half. TfL made the claim in an advert promoting plans to levy a daily charge on vehicles which don't meet tough EU pollution targets. The ASA says anyone seeing the advert was likely to understand it referred to all types of vehicle pollution. But TfL's modelling only predicted a 50% fall in nitrogen dioxide emissions and a 51% reduction in nitrogen oxide vehicle emissions. An appeal against the decision is being launched. Just days into the new year, areas including Putney High Street and Oxford Street breached their annual limits for emissions of nitrogen dioxide. Paul Foster works for Telegis, a worldwide vehicle technology company, which works with manufacturers to try and reduce harmful emissions in vehicles.
What we can do is monitor the amount of idling that's happening. And if you're sat in a traffic jam, you're going to be listening to the radio. And you'll kind of switch off a little bit and you'll be unaware of how long you've been there, perhaps. So we can monitor the period of time that you've been sat stationary, idling, burning fuel unnecessarily, and give you an alarm about that. So it might be an audible alert in the vehicle, or it could be a pop-up on your smartphone app, for example, that will tell you you've been idling for such and such a time. The cost implications of it are this for your type of vehicle, so you might want to switch off.